Based on the Ten Commandments, beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. We should fear and love God that we do not use His name to curse, swear, lie, or deceive, or use witchcraft, but call upon God's name in every trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks. We should fear and love God that we do not despise preaching and His word, but regard it as holy and gladly hear and learn it. We should fear and love God that we do not dishonor or anger our parents and others in authority, but honor, serve, and obey them and give them love and respect. We should fear and love God that we do not hurt or harm our neighbor in his body, but help and befriend him in every bodily need. We should fear and love God that we lead a pure and decent life in words and actions, and that husband and wife love and honor each other. We should fear and love God that we do not take our neighbor's money or property or get it by dishonest dealing, but help him to improve and protect his property and means of income. We should fear and love God that we do not tell lies about our neighbor, betray him or give him a bad name, but defend him, speak well of him, and take his words and actions in the kindest possible way. We should fear and love God that we do not scheme to get our neighbor's inheritance or house or obtain it by a show of right, but do all we can to help him keep it. We should fear and love God that we do not force or entice away from our neighbors his spouse, workers, or animals, but urge them to stay and do their duty. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity, but I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us, and He has given His Son as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called worker of our Lord Jesus Christ, by His command and authority, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we pray. Gracious Lord, our refuge and strength, send your Holy Spirit to your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in all temptations. Defend them against all their enemies. And by the power of your word, grant to us your saving peace through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.